say.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adeloso, just in case you didn't know. So,
what's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy, DJ SJ614, and we are the New York Dome. Ooh, a little hard.
Welcome. It's been a minute.
Oh, this is our first time with everybody in 2020. Last time we saw them was in 2019 for the Lady Two Bronche combo episode.
2019, you mean 2021.
Oh, I keep skipping 2020.
Wow, you just...
Yeah, I did that the other day too.
You trying to go back?
Yeah, I said this, yo, I'm like ignoring last year. Like I said to somebody else, I was like, yeah, I left that person in 2019. It was like 2019. They was like, bitch, then you just go on a hike with them in 2020. I said, I keep forgetting about that year. That's so crazy. But yeah, the last episode with Lady Two Bronche in 2020, where we spoke about like the holidays and like things like that. So
yes,
welcome back to the New York Dose, y'all.
Welcome.
Episode 120.
120.
So yeah, here we go. We're just gonna get right into it. So the objective of season 4 is to bring awareness to national monthly observances and highlight how they affect us. Today's observance is Martin Luther King Jr. And we'll dive into that later. But in typical New York Dose fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the idiocy, and the spirituality of our show first. So the first area of season 4 is the park. Prospect, Central, Bryant, whatever park you live near, that's the one we at, and we are gathered here today like a couple of mature biddies to casually converse about the week we've had. The segment in this section is Empire State of Mind. This is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, confess something in our minds this week, and shout some people out if they deserve it. So, what's going on in your empire state of mind?
My mind. You know, this mind is wild. It's like a little jungle in here.
Yes, a little concrete jungle.
As y'all know, if y'all have been tuning into our Clubhouse and our IG Lives, and if you haven't, get on it.
On it.
The schedule is on our IG.
Yes.
But it's usually Fridays and Saturdays. Yes. But yeah, my sleep schedule is fucked. botched, you know, anything you could think of. But I am determined this week to get it back on track, at least having 5 to 6 hours of sleep at night.
Wow.
not throughout the day.
Right.
So yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. I'm more pumped up for that.
You had a whole support system.
Yeah, we had a whole support system earlier, even though I kind of felt a little bit of attacked. But you know, sometimes you just have to take it, you know. Yeah. And just absorb it and just know that it's for, you know, your greater good. So, I'm at a point now, like even after that too, like, I'm just tired of, like, I just started noticing and I was thinking of all our lives and I'm just like, wow, I'm kind of the same. Like, it's the same feeling I've been having. So I'm kind of getting annoyed with myself, with, you know, feeling like that and like expressing to y'all that I feel like that. So I'm gonna really try harder to change it. And also this week, on top of that, like, I think that comes with training your mind. And I just had to learn that I do have to train my mind. Now, especially now in my 30s, I feel like there's just some things that need to be resharpened. Mm. And also, like, knowing that I do have to, like, reparent myself, because there's also, like, certain things that I feel like, you know, when it came to raising me, kind of fell short, you know. Mm. When, like, my parents raising me. So it's just a lot of those things, and I know they come hand in hand. So I actually got put on to this video called Monk-like Mentality, and I haven't watched it yet, but I've been hearing a lot about it, and it's kind of like to give you the monk-like mentality of like not like letting things phase you, you know, like not sitting in things for too long, and just having like that goal, like just focused, like nothing else really matters. But you know what I mean? That's extreme, but like just like that, that focus.
Television.
And that, well, discipline too. That's like, they're really big on discipline. So, yeah. So that's been this week. And also, got the period this week, which is a good thing. Cause you know, I always struggle with, which I do want to look into more research on that, on like irregular periods and stuff like that. Cause I always struggle with that since I was a teenager. But I got it, and I just felt like, yo, it felt so much crazier this month. Like, I was like, nah, this, I'm in labor. Like, like it, that ass felt like I was in labor. What, even though I'd never been in labor before, like, I was like, I was like, no, I would need the medicine. I would need the epidural. Cause I always wonder, I'm like, nah, I'm a, like, if I ever, you know, get pregnant, like, I was gonna do it like natural, you know, no, nothing. And I'm like, nah, if it's something compared to these period cramps, which I hear are 10 times worse when it's, you know, labor, I'm gonna need all the drugs because that shit was crazy. Like I was literally like walking around, like breathing and breathing out, like curled up, standing up, sitting down on the toilet, not on the toilet, like so uncomfortable, like, it was crazy. And I was just like, yo, we dead go through this every month. Like, not me, but some people have it worse than me. There was girls who would get, like, medical notes to not be able to come into work because it was that bad.
Yeah.
That shit is, like, not okay. Like,
no, it was otherworldly.
That shit was crazy. But yes, how about you? How was your week?
My week has been interesting. I've been riding around dirty.
Riding dirty.
Okay, my inspection sticker on my car expired. So I got a ticket for it one morning. And it just so happened that morning, I was at work. So, you know, the car was on the street, whatever. And then I had to go help Nico run an errand in Jersey. So we went to Jersey. I came back. I was super, I went straight from work to his house to help him run the errand. And I was just like so tired that when we came back to the city, I just knocked out of his crib for a little bit. And when I came outside, another ticket on the car. And I was like, fuck out of yeah, I was like, fuck out of here.
Right, because you never get tickets.
Right. And I was like, first of all, I'm fighting this second ticket because the whole system of tickets is for you to be able to correct your behavior, right? How the fuck am I supposed to correct my behavior within 4 hours? Like, you cannot give somebody a ticket in the same day for the same fucking offense. Like, that is so dumb to me.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely fighting that second ticket. And then after that, I tried to go get the car inspected. Of course, it's always a fucking situation with me. So it didn't happen. Long story short, and I have to tell you the rest of this tea off air because I don't want to incriminate myself. But long story short, you know, things have been handled. I did not get the car inspected yet, but let's just say I will also no longer be getting tickets. So things have been handled thanks to a connect. And I'll just leave it at that.
I already know.
That'll get me riding dirty. That'll get me riding dirty.
Catch me if you can, sucker.
That has. Other than that, also this week, as I have also discussed on the live and in the clubhouse room, and God, this is the last fucking time I'm talking about it.
Nah, but these are our other listeners. They don't know, so don't be acting like that. You gotta act just as exciting.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely right. I'm not gonna try to curve y'all, but this is one incentive that y'all need to also transfer over to the IG Lives, okay, every Saturday at noon. And if you're on Clubhouse, come to the Clubhouse on Fridays at 9:05 p.m. But we also, you know, we love vibing out with y'all in real time on the IG Live. So head on over there. It's cute. It's kind. But yeah, this week I began this initiative called Phone a Friend. For those of you that may not know me, I hate talking on the phone. I also hate FaceTimes. I pretty much hate
anything. You got more. I feel like you got more acquainted with FaceTimes.
I did, and
I like it better than phone calls.
They both give me the same amount of disdain. So I don't like anyone better than the other. I will say that Hassan is who got me used to FaceTiming during the pandemic. But yes,
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, but they both just immobilize me. Like if I feel like I'm just always doing stuff, I'm always on the move. And when I pick up a phone call, when I pick up a FaceTime, I have to focus on just the call. And I can't do what I was doing before the person called or before we began engaging. Like, I can't, like, I'm great at multitasking, but I can't, like, when I'm working on stuff, I got to give that my complete attention. Like, I can't, whatever, right? So that's why I hate them both. But I say that to say I put my ego and things like that to the side. And I sent a message out to 14 lucky candidates. And
14, like 14 people you haven't spoken to, or just 14 people that you have, or like a mix, like that you have, or?
So I will say, that is not who I was looking for. I will actually read the exact, this is a podcast exclusive. I will read the exact message that I sent out.
Was it a mass text? No, like, was it?
Well, it was a copy and pasted text for these 14 people. Absolutely.
It wasn't personalized?
No, I didn't have that much time. but my list was, of course, personalized and XYZ. But this is what I said. I said, "Hi, you are part of my Phone a Friend initiative. We're on the 14th of every month. I'd like to touch base with you for at least 15 to 30 minutes. This is mostly geared toward my lovelies that I don't get to see or chat with often due to geography, opposite schedules, or maybe just have to take each other in doses." And then I put the laughing emoji and I said, "But that's also real." And then I said, "Anywho, this is true last minute, so I understand if I have to catch you next month. But if you have any free time between 7 to 9 p.m. or for my late freaks, 12 to 3 a.m., let me know and which platform you'd like to use, phone call, FaceTime, IG video, etc. All the important things in my daily life are scheduled, and I'd like to extend that same amount of importance toward keeping in touch with you. Blue heart, blue heart, blue heart." So...
that's cute, but for it to sound like a fucking event, like... Nah, you two. You said between the hours of, and you also said it might be a little late this month.
Psst. Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Yo,
but if you're free next month,
and you know it's bad, like, and it's, and everybody thought
it was, I mean, it's very direct, it's very to the point, it's right. Stating everything that needs to be stated. I love it, but I do find it a little funny and a little bit like crazy that it's like in the event style. Like,
but you know, that is how my brain works. That's how I have to do things. And because I really wanted to, you know, reconnect with these people, I had to trick my brain into thinking, okay, like, this is an event. Like, this is a thing that is going to be in the calendar and you have to pay attention to it. Because people try to call me and I'm normally running around and I don't pick up. And you know what I'm saying? So this is my little way of like, this is my way of showing effort into trying to make it happen. And I had a lot of great phone calls. One person, it was actually so funny because one person caught on to the, like the date, and he was like, so we just going to skip our check-in during June because my birthday is on June 14th and I'm calling these people the 14th of every month. And I was like, you damn Skippy, we skipping June. Like, I said, y'all can all just tell me happy birthday and that'll be the check-in. But yeah, excellent conversation.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I love that. And it's crazy because I actually been thinking of scheduling that because I've been struggling this year with balancing relationships, personal and other ones. But yeah, so I think it is important to show like effort because I feel like us as creatives sometimes and us building shit, entrepreneurs and all that, like we have to be immersed into it. Like that's the only way. Like, and I feel like a lot of our peers don't understand and a lot of our family don't understand. They think we're like, it's a lot of negative connotation where it just, they either think we are stuck up or better than them, or they think that, you know, it's just more important. And it's not that it's more important. I mean, it is more important at the time because it's just like, we're trying to figure out, like, we're trying to establish ourselves. Like like, yeah, good, like, for the most part, you know, like, but, you know, I'm over here trying to be like y'all. So right. This empire. Takes a different times type of energy and, like, it's just, like, knowing, like, that balance, too, where it's just, like, yes, I am making the effort, you know, and all that, but also, you know, understand me, you know?
Exactly. And it's also kind of interesting when it comes to people specifically that have platforms like podcasting, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's interesting when it comes to us because the playing field is almost kind of not fair because we will get on here and anybody that wants to catch up with us, all you dead ass have to do is listen to the podcast, you know? And yes. You will know what we are up to on a week by week basis. You will see our lives on like social media.
Yes. And stuff.
But for the people that don't operate in that hemisphere, when we don't hear from you or know what's going on in your life, it like the playing field is like kind of uneven. You know, it's like,
yes,
you can't just hop on social media because you don't post anything or
right.
Don't talk about your life on a mm-hmm. show every week and things right. like that. So it's like the onus kind of is on us in a way because they might feel like they're so close to us and they're completely caught up on us, even though they did not directly speak to us.
Right.
Because they're keeping up with our platform, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if we don't feel connected back to them, then the onus is on us to reach out and say, hey, like you might think that we close because I'm in your ear every week, right. But you're not really talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I owned up to that responsibility, and that's what that was all about, basically.
Wait, did you get called out?
Well,
yes. Or was it something you were just feeling?
Oh, like why did I do this? No. I was just feeling something. Like you know, I was the spirit, and spirit was just like, hey, these are some people that you should hit up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And especially with me clipping people off, asking the universe to reveal to me like who's on my bus and mm-hmm. things like that, like my New Year's resolution and, you know, me wanting to really solidify that, you know, I think the extra layer or the next step that spirit said to me was go back to these other relationships and see if anyone need to either get permanently clipped or, you know, like just see what's happening there. Mm-hmm. Spirit is also, and I've never gotten this before, but you know, I feel like my diet is controlled via spirit. I just do what they tell me to do. They force me to be pescatarian. That's how I just woke up one day and decided to start doing it. But Spirit whispered in Spirit has been whispering in my ear like the last 2 days. And I'm really like, I'm not like scared to do this, but this is going to be a huge change if I actually go through with it. Cause like, it's like, I done already cut so much shit off. Like I'm going to be eating the fucking leaves. But Spirit said, is saying to me that to cut out the fried foods now. And I love, you know, fried shrimp,
fried fish,
shrimp egg rolls, fried rice,
spring roll,
it's just
French fries.
Yeah, it's that's gonna be a
mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very
For how long does Spirit say?
I don't know. They never really tell me how long I'm going into these things for. I mean, like me being pescatarian could have been a week, but here I am 2+ years later. You know, so I mean, I don't know, and I know I'm going to be a better me for sure. Bitch, this body going to look crazy.
Yeah. Spirit has been telling me, I just haven't been listening to Spirit. But I need to jump on that same wave too, because that's it. Like this summer, we need to be.
Yeah.
And we need to get those.
Miami? I'm not going to Miami. I will tell you this now. I'm not going to Miami, no fat bitch. Okay.
You're not fat.
I'm not doing it. Bitch, we're gonna be in Alaska, okay, with blankets and snow coats.
Iceland and shit.
Yeah.
No, you're not fat. You gotta use that sun to burn off the fat, you know?
Yeah. We'll
work out over there.
We'll see what to do.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's that. I went by my stylist the other day, Lola. We had another conversation. Like the ethos has just been bringing up these conversations of friendships and just like who is really on your side, solidifying certain things, who it's time to let go of. Because we were both on the same page about a number of people and topics and things like that. So it was just great to catch up with her and get my hair did at the same time. And also every time I reinvent myself, VK quote unquote, people would always ask me like, what made you do that? And like dead eyes, I'd just be like, it just came to my mind. Like it just flashed to me. And I was brushing my teeth the other day. It's becoming like stronger. I was brushing my teeth the other day. And when I look into the mirror, I got a flash of like a new style. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm gonna do it. So,
what is it?
You're going to see. By the time we do our On Track segment, which is going to be on IGTV, the change will be in place. But yeah, and it's not going to be anything too crazy.
I feel like it's going to be like some platinum.
It's not going to be anything too crazy, but it is going to be different for me because I just never thought of it. And
you're going to add extensions.
One of the people I was talking to the other night that I was catching up with is a hairdresser. And he was like, let me put some faux locks in your hair, like da da da. But I was like, one day. I was like, it's a look. I said one day.
Yeah, one day.
But these twists that my stylist did, they are so fucking soft. They feel like the crochet braids. Like I don't know.
And I love how like it just like you know how it falls over. Like it has personality to it. Like it's not just like beep.
Right. Yeah, she.
You must have put a good cream too, like in it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know I use the I always bring all my products to her house, so I have this specific like twist styling cream from the Dollar Club or whatever like that online. So maybe I don't know, but yeah, I'm feeling it. Oh, and she gave me a trim too. Did a trim, so my shit can grow longer. Hang tight.
You open.
I'm open. I love this. So yeah, so that's that on that. Now let's transfer over to the second area of season four. Oop, JK, we're going to skip that second area. And we're going to hop on the shuttle instead to Times Square.
Yes, and this is the area with the pitter-patter, chitter-chatter, hustle, and the bustle of the city with the muscle, cuz can't nobody flex like us. And we jaywalking through these streets with zero fucks given, bumping into tourists, seeing what's up in their hometowns, and strutting through Broadway for all things entertainment. So,
first segment is Tourist Talk.
Yes, so you know the guy, the terrorist, that went into the Capitol and sat on Nancy Pelosi's desk with his feet up and like all that stuff.
A lot of
back and forth on like his status, but he did get arrested.
Right.
I think it was last Friday that he got arrested, and then supposedly he got bailed out like $5,000, and then they were gonna put him on house arrest, but now they're saying that they're halting the house arrest. And I was like, oh, were they about to put him on house arrest? Great. Like, the fuck? Like,
no, he needs to be in prison.
Yeah, so now I think he's back in jail. Which is good. And yeah, he's like gonna be waiting for trial there instead of his home. But I was like, the fact that they even thought it was in the process, and like literally, like recently now I think it was updated today according to masslive.com that they're halting his plan to be released. Wait, it says a federal judge in Washington on Friday night halted a plan to release and put on house arrest. Look, he's from Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Isn't it not Arkansas. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, it's Arkansas. Just kidding. You know Spanish was my first language.
That's right. That's right. Just remind the girls, okay? Just remind the girls.
Oh, but you know, God. Like, I feel like in some like funny platform growing up, or like one of those comedian things, like I don't know if it was Amanda Please or something.
Probably.
They said like Arkansas, and maybe I got it from there. But
yes, fucking, I hated that show.
You didn't like Amanda's show?
No, because it was so stupid to me. I was like, this is.
Knock knock.
No. No.
Who's there? Beaver. Beaver who? I'll hit you over the head with a beaver.
No, no. This is the problem. This is the issue. Okay. Yo.
I love Amanda's show. She's so talented.
Oh, and now look where she's at. Fucking deranged.
They fucked her up.
Yeah.
Her dad in Hollywood.
So sad.
But yeah, that's what's happening in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah.
Arkansas.
Love it. Wow.
Well, yeah, just to make it clear on what he's charged with, Barnett is charged with entering a restricted area along with violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds and theft of public money, property, or records.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tacky Jackies.
Nasty.
Yep.
All right, that's one.
Next segment is Broadway. This is all things entertainment. Just really quickly, there was this show that actually I think it was still running up until like last year, but it was this cartoon called The Winx Club. And it was about these fairies in this other magical realm, and they each had special powers.
I love fairies.
Yeah, it was a really dope show. They each had special powers and blah, blah, blah. But right now, I think Netflix is in the works of creating a live action version of it. And it's taking a darker tone, which shows like Riverdale did with the Archie comics and like Sabrina did with Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And wait, is it Precious Moments?
No, it's called Wink. It's called Fate, the Wink Saga.
Oh, okay.
It's about these fairies and this like school for magic and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. But what I love about it is that on Wink's Club, the fairies were like, they just had these unrealistic bodies. And in this actual live adaptation, there's just a lot more representation. Like there's...
even like the LOL dolls? You seen those LOL dolls?
Yeah, yeah.
They look like that?
Kinda. Like in the...
I don't know if I like that.
No. In the shit. In the show, there was a Black and Latina fairy, but it's just that the body types were just like, they look like little things. But on this on this live action remake, they actually chopped the Latina fairy and replaced her with a thick fairy, and the Black fairy.
The thick what fairy?
Huh?
You said, and replace her with a thick fairy?
Yeah, there was a Latina fairy on the cartoon show, but they chopped her out and replaced her with a thick fairy instead. Wait, let me show you. Oh, how does this work?
Yeah. There we go. This looks very sassy.
Very sassy, yeah. And the Black...
Looks cute, but they all look white.
Yeah, but the... Oh, no, what's happening? You see, the Latina is the one with the brown hair and the pink dress.
Oh, and gosh. She's barely Latina.
Her name is Flora, and she has the power of flowers.
Yeah, okay.
And the Black one came later.
Where's the Black one?
She came later into the seasons. Oh, here she is. She's in... Wait, what the fuck? Oh, look at this little sassy photo of them.
Where is this coming out?
You see her on the ground? You see her on the floor?
Ooh, she looks cute.
Yeah. But the live action remake is coming on, I think it's going to be on Netflix. Fate, the Winx Saga. Yeah, I think that one's coming to Netflix. And here is a little bit of what the cast looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be cute.
I like that they're using, like, you know, all new talent.
Yeah, for sure.
Netflix is getting all the shows.
They really are.
All the movies, all the shows.
There's in 2021, there's supposed to be a new Netflix movie coming out a week. So that'll be interesting.
I feel like I've seen, you know, Precious Moments. You ever had the book of the little baby angels, the white baby angels? You never seen Precious Moments? I feel like they're coming out with something new. No, I don't see anything here.
Is that the movie that...
It was books and more like little statues. But I felt like I had saw something that I was like, oh, they're making a movie or a series or something. But
there's a movie out called like Precious Moments or something like that, and like, do the people have powers in it?
I don't know. I never seen the movie, but anyway, we can move on. I'm probably just, yeah.
Interesting. Other than that, this whole shit with Kim and Kanye splitting.
They dragging it with the Jeffree Star. What you think?
Yeah, that the fucking internet just doing the most. Just, I think they're just having fun with Kanye at this point, but. I remember, because now I hear that they're in couples counseling or whatever like that, but I remember saying that, like, when this news first came out that they were, like, officially splitting or whatever, I was like, when they sit the fuck down and realize just how intertwined they are beyond them kids, they're going to rethink this.
They're going to rethink.
Yeah, and then we started talking about how, because remember, Kanye gave Kim part ownership of Yeezy or whatever like that for her birthday, because remember when she was modeling?
Yes.
Remember when she accepted $1 million from some brand to like model for them, and he was like, no, don't.
She declined it. Yeah,
yeah. because he was tight about it. And then he ended up making her, like, he gave her a certain percentage of Yeezy or some shit like that. So,
I also heard that the house that they, you know, own, like he supposedly, allegedly, that he
owns the land, but he owns the house.
Right? Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
And I was just like, ooh, but I mean, if I own the land, I control what the fuck is on the land. So
that's true.
I'm just like, that's crazy. But like, he built like the house though, like out of his money, like designed it and all that stuff. So that's crazy. But she owns the land.
That's why, yeah, that's why you, I'm, it's messy. Like, that's,
but
why,
you don't, I think they have a prenup.
I don't know.
We want prenup.
We want prenup.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
I wonder if he got it. Because, I mean, they both had their own money, and I'm sure they were aware enough, you know, to know that they are pretty good on their own, you know? Like, everything else was just the add-on.
Yeah, but when you in love and you start drinking that love juice, you start losing your fucking marbles. You start, like, oh, yeah, everything, join, share.
And you don't know how he is with his finance now, like, especially with his up and down, like,
yeah.
So, you don't know. But, I mean, the best of luck to them. I just hope, like, it's a good, healthy
conclusion
environment for the kids, because there are four kids involved, you know.
There are four kids.
So,
four whole ass kids involved.
But I feel like they're going to be good. You know, they have. I just hope, like, Kanye, like, if they do get divorced, I just hope they don't leave him out to dust. You know, like, I, because he has no family, really, you know, like, so I just, like, I can see it going really bad, or like maybe just really,
I feel like, good. The albums are gonna be fire again though if they do break up, and I also feel like he's gonna be,
I don't feel like he's, I don't know, I feel like he's gonna be distraught, like,
I don't know, I feel like he's gonna be fucking, and I feel like them albums gonna be fire. I don't know,
think he's gonna be out here,
I think he's gonna be out here fucking.
People saying that Kim and Van Jones are like fucking around. That's, and so then funny. Other, and then supposedly Seth Sorcian said like they don't, like he don't want her, like supposedly, really? But people were saying like
he got too much common sense for Kim Kardashian.
No, it's that people were trying to put two and two together, but there was a video that they had, because you know she's trying to become a lawyer now, like, right, and do the bar, and he's that. So people were trying to put two and two together, like maybe that's like, that's their connection, because supposedly Kanye is jealous of their relationship. And there was an interview, and they had asked, and they were like, oh, how's your something relationship with Kim Kardashian or something like that? He was like, I love Kim Kardashian. He was like, oh, I'm sorry, that sounded weird. Like, he was just like, Kim, and I was like, oh, shit. It was like, what was you thinking?
Weirdos.
But I feel like also like that could have been dragging it, but he felt like he like caught himself. He was just like, I love Kim Kardashian. Oh my, he was like, sorry.
Because, you know, the fucking internet will just take any.
But I can also see it too. Like, I don't put nothing past nobody. Like,
I mean, that's something to say, but I don't know. I just don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move over to our next segment. This is the Ball Drop. We have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at The Near Dose, every week is New Year's. What are you looking forward to? Any new resolutions or epiphanies this week? Gems you wish to share? And for me, with all of this, just like, again, shit in the ethos about friendships, relationships, and blah to the yidi yah. Oh shit, also, what's so crazy? Okay, so sorry about that, had a little accident.
Technical difficulties, but we back.
We back. yeah, very, very, very interesting. So basically, for the Ball Drop, I was saying, with like the ethos of all this talk about friendships and the air and things like that, I did a little vintage workshop with myself, and I basically recreated my MySpace top 8, And what that basically looked like was I just took like those within the inner circle of my community, and I did the top 8 guys, I did the top 8 girls, and then I put them all together and created the top 16, just so I could see.
Oh, you evened it out with girls and guys?
Yeah. I mean, but it was always like that in my life. Huh?
Like if it's a challenge, you know, the real world challenge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I had the 8 guys, the 8 girls, and then I had my top 16 comprised of like everybody, just to see where everybody fell spiritually for me and things like that, because I wanted to make sure that like my mental or like anything that I was thinking wasn't getting in the way of things that I was like actually feeling where like people belong and things like that. And it's just so funny because the people that have gotten clipped off at the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021 were nowhere on that list. And again, like put ego to the side, like let's say if my spirit would have guided me to put them on that list, they would have been there regardless of whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, damn, it's really snip, snip time. And yeah, it's just so crazy. You know, like these are like people that I knew for more than a decade at this point.
I think that's scary about growing. It's like realizing like the people that you've been around for most of each other's lives, like there's gonna be a time when you're not.
Yeah.
Of course, due to certain reasons, and it's like, damn, it's like, is this what age comes with? Like,
and with also
are growing people randomly.
Yeah, but I also know that like people have seasons. You know what I mean? And just because somebody is not somebody's season right now doesn't mean that they can't come back later and things like that. No matter how permanent it might seem in the moment, the time is right for whatever. The time is always going to be right for whatever. So
sometimes it'd be feeling mad permanent, and then you'd be like, you know, I'm over it.
It's true. It's so true. You were writing something about the train?
Was I? Forget it.
We already had our 5-minute break, even though I was stressed out the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we almost lost this entire audio thus far, but we hear hopefully by the time this comes out, we hear, and you know, everything went well. So we are going to get off the subway to walk to La Bodega before we bring it on home. La Bodega is the 4th and final location of our show. You can look around, but our agenda is set. We are going to see what our favorite items of the week are today, and then we're going to see what's on the counter. So my items of the week are, one, I binged since we last all spoke and met. I have completely caught up with all the episodes of Shameless. And
you saw from beginning to end.
Well, I started watching Shameless maybe like 2 years ago, and I went all the way up until season 8, and then I stopped there. So I just watched the next 2 seasons. I got up to season 10.
Oh yeah, I stopped like maybe like season 3 or 4, but the beginning was crazy. Okay, we'll go on.
That entire fucking show is crazy. Like
that shit traumatized me. The scene, those beginning episodes when the girl got hit by the car and they showed that when she fell, I was like, yo.
Yes, yo, that shit was mad funny.
I had nightmares of that because that was graphic.
That no, the show gets fucking crazy. Like the show it's a wild show. But it's also so, I also started to observe how I really become part of the world when I'm watching certain shows. Like when I was watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I also completed, beautiful ending. But when I was binge watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I was using their lingo, like when I was talking to my residents, I was like, stand down. Or I was like, wheels up in 10, which means like, you know, the car is about to take off in 10 minutes and stuff like that. When I was watching Shameless, you know, that shows up is basically about dirty white people. When I was watching Shameless, I was like wearing like the same underwear for like 2 days in a row. Like I was just being nasty. Yeah, I was being nasty. I was like, oh, this is not me. I was like, I gotta hurry up and finish this shit because I just felt trashy.
What is that called? Character.
Oh, character
I know what building. It's like character building, like may he rest in peace, Heath Ledger.
Method acting,
like
Yeah.
Maybe method
living.
Yeah.
Method watch binging. I don't know. That shit was nasty. also finished the last part of Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures. Now that show is completely dumb. I mean, it's done, but yeah, the last part was completely dumb. Like, I'm so disappointed in the last season of that show, and I'm so disappointed in the ending. And if you haven't seen it yet, I'm gonna spoil it for you now because I'm just so tight. Sabrina fucking dies at the end of it, and it's bullshit.
Damn, why you spoiled it for people? Spoiled it for people?
I did. I don't care. That show was, that last season was bullshit.
The first episode was good, the first couple episodes, and then I was like, all right, it's kind of graphic for me, and it was also like, I also wasn't intrigued after that.
The first seasons are great. The first three are amazing, but this season in particular, the whole concept of the terrors were dumb. The ending was dumb. I don't know. It was a lot of it that I feel like because they know they were getting canceled, they just didn't really put their all into creating a better wrap up of the storyline. I mean, I don't know. Fuck it. Also binge and finish on Netflix this show called Alice in Borderland, which I don't know, so you would not be able to take it. It's basic. It's this.
Yeah,
like,
what is it?
I don't know if it's Korean or Japanese, but it's this Asian show. Where, you know, you have to read the subtitles and stuff. And it's basically like an escape room. Like they live in this world where basically one day.
I saw that movie, Escape Room.
Cute, right? One day in Tokyo, like 2/3 of the population disappears and everybody that's left over, they instantly get thrusted into competing in these games. And they die along the way. And there's like these lasers in the sky. Like the whole city is covered by these like alien ships or something like that. And there's like lasers that beam down and kill you instantly if you like fuck up or like something like that. Or the game that you're playing like, might kill you.
Like games like Hunger Games.
Yeah, there's like a force field like that, like in Hunger Games that's over it. And yeah, it's pretty dark, but it's also pretty fucking entertaining. And then from that show, I started watching this other show called The Uncanny Counter, which is giving me my life because it's basically like a live action anime. And it's so fucking dope. And it's also The Uncanny Counter is basically, I don't know, again, if it's Korean or Japanese, but it is an Asian show with like subtitles and things like that, but the acting is amazing. The powers in that show are pretty dope. The storyline is so on par with just like Japanese anime. Like everything about it is really fucking lit. And lastly, for my item of the week, I have been listening on repeat to Jasmine Sullivan's latest project titled Hotels.
Yes.
Spelled like H-E-A-U-X, like a hoe. And wow, yeah, the first two songs are my favorite, definitely. The way she starts off that album, bitch, get it together, bitch. Like, oh, just,
no, yeah, I first heard it in your car,
yeah,
and I was like, nah, I need to say this every morning to myself. I need to play this song every morning.
She'd be like, bitch, get it together, bitch. Like,
it was a good opening.
Yeah.
That beat, too, is good.
Yes, yes. And then the song after that, I forgot what it's called, but something about pick up your pieces off the floor. I'll be doing little riffs and shit with her. It's lit. It's beautiful. But, yeah, what about you? What are your items?
Yeah, my items. I had a couple because I have to think because, you know, it's been like 2 weeks since we haven't caught up with y'all. So I had to think what I've been doing. So besides everything else, I've been trying to. I saw that Teen Mom. I don't know. Yeah, if I mentioned this, but I saw that Teen Mom, the old Teen Mom, was on Netflix. And then I just got into that whole field again of like, you know, back in 2010 or even earlier than that. I'm like, damn. So I started binge watching those, like the beginning seasons. And then I was like, oh, shit, I forget like that they are still working, like there's new episodes. So then I was like trying to catch up to like season 10, but I still haven't caught up because, you know, you need the. I did the free 24 hours on MTV.
Interesting.
Like you need like I don't know the password to like my Spectrum and stuff like that. So I just did the 24 hours. So I've been binge watching that, but then I took a stop on that because I was like, all right, I use all my free
all my free hours
access, you know. So then I started watching Cooked again on Netflix with Khalees, just because it's just one of my hosting goals, like to do like a show like that. It was like, you know, about food and weed infused food, and it's just her outfits. I'm just like, I want, like, this is like, I want to be a host like this, like Khalees embodies it. And also like I know hosting is all about personality, but I also look at these shows to try to pick up tips, you know, because I notice how like some hosts also are very like reserved. You know, I'm very like bubbly, very like I talk with my hands. But then I notice like sometimes I can move too much, you know, like in camera, like sometimes it's good to just keep your hands, you know, sometimes, you know, like be you, but also like being aware. So yeah. I like to look at those shows for that, too.
Tactics and techniques.
Yes, I also love the show. I think there's amazing chefs on there. I actually followed one of the chefs, and he followed me back because I was like, I was like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Because they win like $10,000, like whoever makes the best. So they get rated on like food and also like how they microdose the weed like throughout the food and how they infuse cannabis in their food. So I love it. And you learn about cannabis too. And how's like that's becoming like a real thing now. Like this is gonna be super normal in like a year, you know?
Who's this chef? I want him on the track series.
Yeah. I was waiting for you. I was like, yeah, yes, I was gonna write him a message because I loved his story, and I loved how like he really deserved it, and I love when people really like accept what they deserve in like a genuine way. I don't know. So also I've been obsessed with, and my items, these items is Black expats, specifically Bali Black expats. So, you know, I've been following my girl Chidi Ashley on YouTube. I said a couple episodes before how I've been like loving like these people who move from like a state to country and live, you know, in different countries. This one I've been focusing on Bali specifically, and it's just been so inspiring. So I joined this group just to see, like, you know, and a lot of people like it's all like Black creatives, entrepreneurs, or just anyone who just wants to like try living somewhere else for a little bit.
Okay.
And it's so interesting, all the information. But it was like a little, I guess I joined and there was like a little bit of drama because somebody was like, this used to be a source hub for like good information, and now people, I guess because there's more people that want to leave fucking America now.
Yeah.
So it's becoming a little bit more populated, and like people are asking like a lot of repeated questions, or like people are just asking like they want a lot of information, you know, from people. So people are just like, Google it or like, so.
Oh, shit.
So people was getting tight. Like, I thought this was supposed to be like a group for information, which it is. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, but it's been so interesting to know, like, yo, like, people are dead as living different as lives right now. Like, there are people, and like, and knowing like the rules in Bali right now of what's going on with COVID and like the flying, like, there's no, like, you cannot fly directly there right now. Like, I think they closed the borders strictly again, because before there was a way to maneuver. You had to like fly through, like, take mad different flights to get to Bali. But now it's like strictly closed again because, you know, the cases are spiking up. But supposedly there's a lot of like Black people out there. They out there doing it up with their own businesses, like, just, you know, living there, starting businesses there.
They're turning Bali into Wakanda.
Right. Yeah, but there's a lot of expats everywhere. So it's pretty interesting. And just, I also made my first playlist yesterday. I always want to do the, like, curate playlist, but, you know, I was just, you know, time and just, like, sitting and doing it. But I did it, and I did, like, a quarantine X. Wow. I named it. I'm still playing with the name. It's a working title, but it's definitely, like, a very sexy, like, in the mood type of, I don't know, I just felt, like, sexy yesterday, and I was like, nah. I want to tap into my sexy. I was like, let me get to these songs. The songs that make me feel like, yes. So, Quarantine X. I'm going to keep playing with it. And then I'm going to put it out so that you guys could listen to it and make some more quarantine babies.
Ah, there it is. There it is. You can never have enough.
Right.
You can never have enough.
But yeah, those are my items.
Love it. We are going to move over to the last segment of today's show. This is On the Counter. This is the main topic on display for today. As I said before, season 4 specifically focuses on highlighting national monthly observances. And this week's observance is MLK.
Okay, the GOAT.
Yes, the GOAT. Because his birthday was, as we are recording this episode, on the 16th. His birthday was yesterday on the 15th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday. So
damn, I'm okay, yo.
Yeah, what are you feeling like?
Crazy. Like, I always get flashbacks to just like school, like, you know, elementary school, like when I first started learning about him, and of course learning the I Have a Dream and reciting it. Like, nice. That's when I first think of MLK besides freedom. Mm-hmm. I think of that, like being in school and learning about him. The beginning stages. How about you? Like, what's your first thing you think about when you think of him?
Definitely the, so now it's changed for sure. Because I did that tour in 2019 where I basically went around the country playing him. And so I guess I am now part of other people's school memories, because we went to a lot of schools, we went to a lot of theaters, and we went to a lot of different libraries. But stepping into that role for a lot of the shows was definitely interesting. But before that, I also would always just flash back to elementary school and things like that as well, which I started thinking about how interesting it is that you get introduced to him in elementary school, then you kind of don't really touch him again.
And then it kind of comes up again in high school, but not really, you know?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So,
because what were the kids' age ranges from when you did the tour? What were the age range? Like, the majority?
The majority of them it went from elementary to junior high school.
Right.
Yeah, there might have been maybe like 4 high schools out of the whole tour that we went to. And honestly, when we went to the older kids, we didn't even do the Dr. King show for, because there was 3 shows that I had to memorize, two of them involve Dr. King, but one of them just involved a whole bunch of other Black people in history that mm-hmm. the schools normally don't teach you, like the Tuskegee Airmen and things like that. And those are the shows that we would do for the older kids. But yeah, the Dr. King was specifically for the elementary and like junior high school kids.
Yeah, that is interesting. That. Yeah.
Wonder why. Yeah, and my experience on tour personally, I was also learning a whole different version of Dr. King than what I was taught, if that makes sense, which I was happy because I was happy that, you know, at least for this generation, the company that I was working for made it a point to like, tell as much to be as historically accurate as possible and not just put in the fluff and things right. like that. So I thought that that was pretty dope. And it was also just great to like revisit a lot of the details that I might've forgotten. Like the fact, I mean, there's just a lot, it's a lot.
Right.
But yeah, what you got for us?
Yeah, I just want to touch a little bit on, you know, MLK and Coretta.
Yes.
His wifey. The one behind every great man, there's a even better woman.
That's right.
Even stronger woman. Because, like, think about, like, dating an activist. And like someone who's on the front line, you know, like the same, like, I feel like it's the same, like, you know, Lauren probably felt with Nipsey, and Vanessa probably felt with Kobe. Even though like he was, you know, like not really an activist, but you know what I mean? Or like anyone else.
He's like iconic males.
Yeah. Where it's just like being their partner and like, I can imagine that anxiety, but also strength that you have to like exude in order to hold down the fort, you know.
Yeah.
And having children on top of that. So, yeah, I was just reading a little bit on it because I feel like, you know, we knew he was married, but we didn't learn that like in school, like, you know, the details of that.
Yeah.
What I have here. Oh, there's she had published a book called My Life, My Love, My Legacy. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about like the beginnings of like how they started dating and how they met through like a mutual friend. Like one of her friends like slipped her number to him. And he like called her. And he was like, asked her out for lunch. And at first she was just like, you know, hesitant. But then like she went and she said that she was not like, she was like her first thoughts weren't like what she anticipated. And I'm like, that's crazy. And that also reminded me to like at least keep an open mind when dating, because sometimes in the beginning you might not like them, but then, you know, you grow to like them. Yeah. And she was saying that he was too short and he didn't look that impressive. And I'm like, damn, Coretta. She said, and on top of that, he wasn't sporting his normal mustache. He shaved it during his fraternity pledge process. So he looked like young. She said, but then she said, like, once they were on the date, she was like, her view of him completely changed. She was like, every time he kept like talking, whatever, she was like, I just kept saying, like, okay, this is a man of substance. Like, you
That's
know,
right.
like, and man I'm like, substance. Yes, like, I was just like, she was like, I felt he was a man of substance, not like how I envisioned, she wrote. In fact, the longer we talked, the taller he grew in stature and the more mature he became in my eyes. And I'm like, ooh.
You know what's so crazy? This concept has been coming up a lot for me this week. Like, I forgot who I was talking to a couple of days ago, but we were talking about, it basically concluded with how I was like, yeah, like, I don't really notice height when I see people. I was like, because they were like, oh, you know, like blah blah blah, such and such, yada yada. And I was just like, oh, that's crazy that like you're actually like that tall, because I was like, I can't really register what height actually is in my mind. Like when I see everybody, I kind of just like see people, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And then he was like, oh, like you see energies and auras first, or yes, like the height of somebody's aura, yes, or whatever.
Me too.
And then yesterday, my friend put up this post that basically said the same thing. And these people don't know each other, but the post was just something like, oh, you can see the height of a man through his spirit or some shit like that. Like, I don't know, but it was totally related. And now
yes, this is very interesting. It's true. Like there's a lot of negative connotations with short men, and like, yeah, they feel like some women feel like they don't feel protected or like with a short man and all that stuff. But I always feel like character is what's going to make you feel protected. Like, you know, action, like, if they about it, and you'll know, and you'll be fine, like short, yeah, or not, like, you know.
Also in 2020, so you can get your own gun, take your own karate classes.
Sometimes it be the little packages with the biggest bite. Fuck out of here.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, and then like, you know, they ended up, you know, hanging out more, and he was just like, you know, like, you are really like the woman I want to marry. Like, he knew, he was like, you know, I have four things, and you hit all four things. Like, all, you know, four. Yeah. And she was just like, damn, I have to really think about like, if I'm going to take this guy seriously, you know, just that in between phase where he's just like, he knows, but she's just like, I like you too, but damn, we're talking about marriage and shit. So they ended up getting married. They have four kids. And, you know, I'm sure she went through so much. One of their kids, I think their third kid was like a couple months when that tragic bombing happened in the church with the, you know, the four young girls who passed away from
in Birmingham.
Yeah, the attack. So, yeah, that must have been very scary, especially having children at that time. You know. With that, and then, you know, unfortunately, we all know he got assassinated, and she's still, her and the kids could, you know, keep his legacy on with his foundation. And yeah, and there was like a quote I wanted to read that she wrote. Yeah, they continue his legacy of activism, civil rights reform, and social justice, and the work that still continues today, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And she wrote and said, all of us have felt that he had gave his life in such a meaningful way that what he lived for and what he gave his life for will bring about some of the changes that are necessary. Yeah. And then one last one. I think that if we are looking for another Martin Luther King, we won't find him, because he comes once in a century, or maybe once in 1,000 years, she said. But there are many other persons now who will come forth, I believe, and assume leadership that they never assumed before they feel that there is this need. Wow. I do believe, I believe Nipsey was our Martin close enough. I mean, there's a lot of other people out there, not discrediting others, you know, that are doing the work, and, you know, but I do believe in my eyes, Nipsey was close, or, you know, he was just starting to open up, especially like in the hip hop
world. Yeah, I was gonna say, he was Dr. King for in his community.
I do believe there's someone else is coming, or they're still like, you know, building themselves up.
Yeah.
Like, they're here, but they're still like,
they're growing.
You know, the ones who take it to that next level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, when we really, really need it, they'll emerge. You know what I mean?
It's like, that's what the quote said, basically. She said, like, she was just like, because they feel that there is this need.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we need it now, but, you know.
Nah. I just want to go over just like a couple of like little fun whatevers about him. I remember learning when I was on tour. Did you know that his first name is not even Martin?
Yeah. No, what is it?
It's actually Michael.
Wow. Yeah. But isn't like Martin, like you know how like sometimes we like David is short for John or some shit like that, you know?
And, or like
is Dick, it one of those?
Dick is something where, yeah, like some unrelated shit. some next level shit.
I'm just like, what?
Yeah, like what the fuck I came up with this wrong. I don't know. I don't think so. I've never heard that. I forgot where Martin came from.
Michael.
But yeah, it's definitely Michael. Also, I remember reading that he became the first Black person to be Man of the Year in I want to say it was 1960. I should have looked this up super quickly.
Man of the Year? Wow.
He was the first Black person to be...
They did those back in the day?
I know, right? To be Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1963. Yes, 1963.
And he was the first ever Black man.
Yeah, or first African-American is the way that they put it, of course, to get Time Magazine's Man of the Year. When he won the Nobel Peace Prize, he was the youngest person to ever get it, like at that point. Like, I think now, of course, there have been younger people, but when he first got it, he was the youngest person, and he was 35 when that happened. Let me see. And I also remember, like, in school, they kind of brush over the assassination that happened, right? But also, I remember when I was doing the tour, learning that there were actually multiple attempts before that. I remember.
Yeah, I didn't learn that in school either. Yeah. That there was multiple attempts.
I remember doing this one scene in the show where I'm giving a speech somewhere, I think like at a church or something like that. And I think that I get the news that my house was like bombed, or like my house, like somebody like threw a bomb on the porch of my house or something like that. So that was definitely something. And then I also want to say that I think he was stabbed in the chest before. Yeah, so just little fun things like that. And then also...
Fun things.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Little facts.
Yeah, and then also just to debunk a little myth, or like, to debunk a myth, people always talk about how he was just like completely peaceful and blah, 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 which, you know, his morals came from a place of like peaceful protests and, you know, like things like that, what that meant, what that looked like, and, you know, how he would orchestrate them. But he definitely did become a little radical along his journey.
Spicy.
Along his journey as well. And yeah, you know, like Dr. King, man, I during the tour, it was a quote of his that really became my favorite that I absolutely can't remember anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? But I remember doing his speech again in this form, because I played him also when I was in the fifth grade, I think, and to return to having to memorize that speech at, you know, this age or in my adulthood, it really hit differently. Because before I was just memorizing words when I was younger.
Right.
But this time it was really hitting. And I remember that there were certain moments.
Yeah, you played him.
Yeah, yeah. There were certain moments where like things would happen and I would definitely get like, I was acting. I would get like teary-eyed like during the show and shit.
You felt that. Crazy. Shit is wild.
Yeah, for sure.
Deadass risked it all.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, yeah, move the nation of people and like really, really
he got
some
that.
Shit done for us. What else? Yeah, and that's about a happy birthday to him. Again,
happy birthday.
We always celebrate.
If they're making you work, you can fight that.
Oh, I mean, I do work tomorrow, but I'm going because I get time and a half.
Excuse me. Because
change over here.
One of my friends, she works, you know, in the fitness industry, and they had put 3 Black people to work that day to record a fitness thing. You know,
well, like, yeah,
And she was saying, like, that's, like, the second time that ever happened where it's, like, 3 Black people. Like, usually it's very, like, you know, one and one. So I'm just, like, that's kind of sus, like, you know.
I mean,
and she wrote a whole email saying, like, I'm not working. Like, because she was saying, like, other holidays they did pre-record. So why can't we pre-record, you know? Yeah. And I'm, like, so true. Like, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
some of these companies need to be a little bit more, like,
aware. I mean, for sure. My situation is a little bit different because I work in a shelter. So if I don't show up, you know,
like this is like a fucking workout. Like I think they'll be okay, you know, like
that ass. Yeah, do this one from home, y'all.
Right. Or we could pre-record it like the other holidays. Like we don't have to work on that day, you know?
Specifically, yeah. But you know, going for that time and a half. And yeah, it'll be cute, it'll be hot. We celebrate his birthday. Well, we celebrate him on the third Monday of every month, even though again his birthday is the 15th of January. So we already missed it. And not a lot of people said anything. Because I just also think that a lot of people don't know, you know.
What do you mean celebrate the third every
So Martin Luther King Day or whatever is never on a specific date. It's always on the third Monday of January.
Every year.
It's always on the third Monday in January, which can fall on any date. But his actual birthday is January 15th. Mm. Yeah.
Capricorn energy, Cap energy.
True that. And that brings us to the end of our show. So you can find us at the New York Dose all over social media. About to have a room. Well, we're about to have a club on Clubhouse, but not yet. That's pending. Stay tuned for that. You can find me at DJ SJ614 on Instagram and Twitter and Clubhouse.
And you can find me at Adeloso09 on Instagram and at Adeloso on Clubhouse and Twitter.
This episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is me. Gonna have a fun time with this one. Oh, shit. Photos and stuff. I guess we'll take care of that after we get off. We could just do like selfies and things like that.
Let's just do one screenshot or something.
Okay. And shout out to the rest of the New York. Oh, gotta amend this because this changed a little bit. season 4.
Shout out to the team.
And don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby.
Hey. What's good, everybody?
Let's take a
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose. Let's party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Test this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill. And if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.